Seattle prepares to lose its team. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Seattle, the taxpayers have finally gone too far. They have refused to provide the subsidies demanded by the new owner of their pro basketball team.
I'm looking at a city where the council thought it was a good idea, led by the mayor, to enact legislation and put it on the ballot so that there could be no subsidy that made sense.
David Stern, NBA commissioner, announcing that because Seattle taxpayers have refused to pay ransom for the Sonics, the kidnapping will proceed.
I'd love to find a way to keep the team there, because if the team moves, there's not going to be another team there.
Maybe this has happened in your city. I have to say, as kidnappers go, the team nappers at least warn a city in advance that they're putting the ladder up to the bedroom window.
The unfairness here is that the current ownership has actually spent very significant sums of money for building plans, for lobbying groups, for architects, for public surveys and the like.
See, and they make every effort to make it not look like a kidnapping, actually spending their own money for architects and building plans and surveys, and simply asking taxpayers to pay the construction costs and everything else.
I mean, it's okay to say we don't choose to do it, but to then sort of cast aspersions on the whole league central operation, we get the message. Hopefully there'll be some, maybe cooler heads will prevail.
Yes, as in every kidnapping, it's the parents' fault for not giving the child a nice enough bedroom. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.